This is the Sakar Murli of the 16th of June, 2025. And the essence, sweet children, constantly maintain the happiness that it isn't a bodily being who is teaching you. The bodiless father has especially come and entered a body to teach you. Question. Why has each of you children received a third eye of this knowledge? Answer. You have received a third eye of this knowledge in order to see your land of silence and that land of happiness. Remove your intellects from everything of this old world that you can see with your eyes, including your friends and relatives, etc. The Father has come to remove you from the rubbish and make you into flowers, deities. Therefore, you have to have regard for such a Father. Om Shanti. God Shiva speaks to you children. God Shiva would definitely be called the true Baba because he is the creator. Now it is only you children who are being taught by God to become gods and goddesses. Each of you knows very well that there isn't any student who would not know his teacher, his study, or the result of that study. God is teaching you, and so you children should have so much happiness. Why does this happiness not remain stable? You know that it isn't a physical human being who is teaching you. The bodiless father has especially come and entered a body in order to teach you children. No one else knows that God comes and teaches. You know that you are God's children, that he is teaching you, and that he is the ocean of knowledge. You are sitting personally in front of Shiv Baba. Do not forget that it is only now that you souls meet the Supreme Soul. However, Maya is such that she makes you forget this. Otherwise, there would be the intoxication that God is teaching you. You should continue to remember him. However, there are such children here who completely forget him. They don't know anything at all. God himself says, many children forget me. Otherwise, there would be the happiness that we are the children of God and that he is teaching us. Maya is so powerful that she makes you completely forget him. Your intellects go to everything that your eyes see in this old world, including your friends and relatives, etc. The Father has now given each of you children a third eye to remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. This is a land of sorrow, a dirty world. You know that Bharat used to be heaven and that it is now hell. The Father comes to make you into flowers once again. There you receive happiness for 21 births. You are studying for that. However, because you don't study fully, your intellects remain caught in the wealth and prosperity here. You do not remove your intellects from all of that. The Father says, keep your intellects focused on the land of peace and the land of happiness. However, it is as though your intellects are completely glued to this dirty world, as though you can't remove your intellects from it. Although you are sitting here, your intellects haven't broken away from this old world. Baba has now come to make you pure and beautiful. You speak mainly of purity. Baba makes us pure and takes us to that pure world. And therefore, you should have so much regard for such a father. You should surrender yourselves to such a father, the one who comes from the supreme region to teach us. He makes so much effort on you children. He removes you completely from all the dirt. You are now becoming flowers. You know that you become such flowers, deities, every cycle. It doesn't take God long to change humans into deities. The Father is now teaching us. We have come here in order to change from humans into deities. You have now come to know that you were residents of heaven. Previously, you didn't know this. The Father has now told you that you used to rule your kingdom and that Ravan then took over that kingdom. You experienced a great deal of happiness, and then, whilst taking 84 births, you continued to come down the ladder. This is a dirty world. Human beings are so unhappy. Hundreds of thousands continue to die from starvation. There is no happiness at all. No matter how wealthy people are, their happiness is temporary, like the droppings of a crow. This world is called a river of poison. You will be very happy in the golden age. You are now becoming beautiful from ugly. You now understand that you used to be deities. And then, while taking rebirth, you entered the brothel. You are now being taken to the temple of Shiva. Shiva Baba is establishing heaven. He is teaching you. And therefore, study very well. Study, keep the cycle in your intellects, and also imbibe divine virtues. You children are Rup and Basant. Only jewels of this knowledge and no rubbish should emerge from your lips. The Father says, I too am Rup Basant. I, the Supreme Soul, am the ocean of knowledge. A study is a source of income. When someone studies and becomes a barrister or a doctor, etc., he earns hundreds of thousands. Each doctor earns about 100,000 rupees a month. They don't even have time to eat. You too are now studying. What are you becoming? The masters of the world. So there should be the intoxication of this study. The way you children speak to one another should be very royal. You are becoming royal. Look how kings behave. Baba is experienced, is he not? When a gift is presented to a king, he won't accept it himself in his hands. If he is going to accept it, he will signal you to give it to his secretary. They are very royal. Their intellects are aware that if they did accept something, they also would have to give something in return, in which case they won't accept it. Some kings won't take anything from their people. Other kings loot their people. There is a difference between kings. You are now becoming golden-aged, double-crowned kings. Purity is definitely needed in order to wear a double crown. This vicious world has to be renounced. You children have renounced the vices. No one vicious can come and sit here. If someone like that does come and sits here without telling anyone, he is making a loss for himself. Some try to be very clever and think that no one will know anyway. No matter whether the Father sees that or not, he himself becomes a sinful soul. You too were sinful souls. You now have to become charitable souls by making effort. You children have received so much of this knowledge. With this knowledge, you become the masters of the land of Sri Krishna. The Father is decorating you so much. God, the highest on high, is teaching you. Therefore, you should study with so much happiness. Only fortunate ones study such a study. You also have to claim your certificate. Baba would say that you are not studying and that your intellects are wandering everywhere. Therefore, what are you going to become? Even your physical father would say, under these circumstances, you will fail. Some study and earn hundreds of thousands, whereas others just continue to stumble around. You have to follow the mother and father and also the brothers, whose only business is to study well and teach others. Many can be taught at the exhibitions. As you progress further, and the more that sorrow increases, the more human beings will begin to have disinterest in their world and start to study this. When they are in sorrow, they remember God a great deal. At the time of dying, when they are experiencing sorrow, they call out, O God, O Rama. You don't have to do anything like that. You are preparing yourself in happiness. When will I leave this old body in order to go home? I will then receive a beautiful body there. You should make effort to go ahead of the one who teaches you. There are some students whose stage is better than the stage of the teachers who teach them. The Father knows each one. You children can also understand this. Each of you should examine yourself to see what weaknesses you have. Overcome the obstacles of Maya. Don't become trapped by them. If you think that Maya is so powerful that you can't continue, Maya will swallow you whole. The alligator ate the elephant refers to this time. Maya, the alligator, totally swallows even good children so that they can't free themselves. Although they do understand that they have to stop themselves from being slapped by Maya, Maya doesn't allow them to do so. And then they say, Baba, tell Maya not to catch hold of me like that. Ah, but this is a battlefield, is it not? On the field, you wouldn't tell someone to ask your opponent not to make you fall, would you? While playing a match, you wouldn't say, don't give me the ball. You would instantly be told you have come onto the battlefield and therefore fight. Maya will throw you about a great deal. You can claim a very high status. God is teaching you. That's no small thing. Your stage is now ascending number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Each of you children should be keen to make your future life as valuable as a diamond. Continue to remove your obstacles. No matter how, you definitely do have to claim your inheritance from the Father. Otherwise, you will fail every cycle. For instance, if the wealthy father of a child is obstructing him from this study, he would say, what would I do with those hundreds of thousands? I want to claim the kingdom of the world from the unlimited father. All of those millions and billions are going to turn to dust. Some people's wealth will remain buried underground, and that of others will be burnt. The whole world is to be set ablaze. This whole world is Ravan's island, Lanka, and all of you are Sitas. Rama has come. The whole world is an island. It is now Ravan's kingdom. The Father has come to destroy Ravan's kingdom and to make you into the masters of Rama's kingdom. You should experience a lot of happiness inside. It is remembered, if you want to know about supersensuous joy, ask Baba's children. At the exhibitions, you speak about the happiness you have experienced. We are making Bharat into heaven. We are serving Bharat by following Srimat. The more you follow Srimat, the more elevated you become. Many people will offer you advice. Therefore, you have to recognize that and be cautious. In some cases, Maya interferes in an incognito way. You are becoming the masters of the world. Therefore, you should have great happiness inside you. You say, Baba, I have come to claim the inheritance of heaven from you. By listening to the story of the true Narayan, I will change from an ordinary man into Narayan, from an ordinary woman into Lakshmi. All of you raise your hands and say that you will definitely claim your full inheritance from the Father. Otherwise, you will lose this every cycle. You will definitely remove any obstacle that comes. You need to have that much courage. You are courageous, are you not? You are not going to leave the one who is to give you your inheritance, are you? Some have remained here permanently, and others have run away. Maya ate some very good children. The alligator swallowed them whole. The Father now says, O souls, I explain with a lot of love, I have come to make this impure world pure. The death of this impure world is just ahead. I am now making you into the kings of kings, even kings of impure kings. Why do the single-crowned kings bow down to the idols of the double-crowned kings? After half a cycle, when their purity disappears, they all enter Ravan's kingdom and become vicious worshippers. Therefore, the Father says to you children, now don't be careless. Don't forget. Study well. If you are not able to attend class every day, Baba can make arrangements for you. Take the 7 days course so that you can easily understand each Murali. Wherever you go, simply remember two words. This is the great mantra. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. It is when you become body conscious that you commit a sin or perform a sinful act. In order to remain free from performing any sinful acts, link your intellects with love to the one Father and not to any bodily beings. Connect your intellects and yoga to the one. Remember the Father till the end and you won't then commit any sins. Let go of the pride of those bodies that are decayed. The play is now coming to an end. Your 84 births are now ending. These souls and bodies are now old. Become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan now, and you will receive Satopradhan bodies. You souls should just be concerned to make yourselves Satopradhan. The Father simply says, constantly remember me alone. Just have this one concern. You even say, Baba, I will definitely pass. You know that not everyone in a class would receive a scholarship. Nevertheless, many continue to make a lot of effort. You too understand that in order to change from an ordinary human into Narayan, you do have to make full effort. Why should you make any less effort? Don't be concerned about anything else. Warriors aren't concerned about anything. Some say, Baba, I have many storms and dreams, etc. All of that will happen. Just continue to remember the One Father. You must conquer that enemy. Sometimes you will have such dreams that they will make you flounder. Such dreams you never even thought of or had in your subconscious mind. All of that is Maya. We are conquering Maya. We are turning back our kingdom from that enemy of half a cycle. We are taking back our kingdom from that enemy of half a cycle. We are not concerned about anything else. Brave people never quibble about anything. They go happily to war. You are in great comfort and claiming your inheritance from the Father. You have to renounce your dirty bodies. We are now going to our sweet silence home. The Father says, I have come to take you back home. Remember me and you will become pure. Impure souls cannot go back. This is something new. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktara. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. And the essence for Dharana. 1. In order to remain safe from performing sinful acts, link your intellect with love to the One Father. Renounce all pride in your decayed old body. 2. Gain victory over Maya, your enemy, by remaining aware of being a warrior. Don't be concerned about her. Maya interferes a great deal in an incognito way, and therefore recognize her and be cautious. Blessing. May you be a number one obedient soul and claim full marks in your purity of thoughts, words, and actions. Purity of your mind means that no sanskars of impurity should emerge even in your thoughts. To be constantly in the soul conscious form means to have the elevated awareness of brotherhood. Let there constantly be truth and sweetness in your words and humility, contentment and cheerfulness in your actions. Each of you receives a number on this basis, and even the Father sings praise of such completely pure and obedient children. You are the close jewels who reveal the Father's task through every action of yours. The slogan, be light in your relationships, connections, and stage, not in keeping your day's timetable. and the Abhyak signal, practice being in the stage of soul consciousness, be introverted. No matter what the circumstances are, whether they are good or they make you fluctuate, souls who are introverted will be able to adjust themselves to any circumstances. Whether you are alone or in a gathering, to be able to adjust yourself to both situations is to have a Brahman life. Om Shanti.